With growing political and economic unrest at home, the last thing many Jordanians want is conflict with neighbor Syria.
The interest of Jordan dictates that Jordan does not interfere.
Political analyst Labib Kamhawi says those interests may come second to larger issues at play.
There seem to be enough pressure coming from outside, from the US and Europe, and coming regionally from the Gulf states and Saudi on Jordan, using economic means to force Jordan to open its grounds for some sort of military intervention, be it a human resource or arms or logistics. But it's happening.
Back up and squeeze it in.
The United States, a key Jordanian ally, has sent a small military contingent to the kingdom. Its precise mission is unclear. Professor of International Studies Hassan Barari says it's important to have the Americans on board.
The international community wants Jordan to play a role in Syria. Jordan can't do it on its own. There should be some support, particularly from the Americans.
Damascus is just over 100 kilometers to the north, and those trying to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad see Jordan as a key supply route to rebels trying to take the capital. Professor Barari.
There have been some arms smuggles into Syria, but really at the minimum level. It's not enough to provoke the Syrians, but at least Jordan is given the impression that it is ready to do it.
The risk of Syrian retaliation was heightened earlier this year when Jordanian officials said they had uncovered an attack plot by militants from Syria. Hassan Barari.
No one can make the claim that the Syrian regime sent them, but once Jordan get involved in this, this would be probably a front for Jordan to contend with.
As the Syrian government struggles for survival, a new threat has emerged. U.S. intelligence sources say Syria may be preparing to deploy chemical weapons. Political analyst Kamhawi says the U.S. hurt its credibility on such matters in the prelude to the Iraq War, which he feels casts doubt on the current claims.
If we accept the argument that there is some imminent danger coming from Syrian chemical weapons, then this is an invitation for foreign intervention into Syria.
Both men feel that regardless of what Jordanians want, ultimately it may not be their choice.
I think at the end of the day, Jordan would find it really hard to take a position that is independent of what the Americans want to do.
In the meantime, Jordanians are watching and waiting. Elizabeth Arendt, VOA News.